Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And in this episode, we're going to be taking your questions and hopefully answering them about our Welcome Center in Port Canaveral, Florida. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts. Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Manager of our Disboards and Dreams Unlimited Travel Welcome Center in Port Canaveral, Florida, Teresa Eccles.
Hello.
I had to take a breath there. Back in our production facility, we are graced with two folks today. It's very, very exciting. Our associate producer, Ryan O'Clavin.
Hello.
And our producer, Craig Williams.
I'm training him.
He's only been here, what, 8 years?
Yes. 9 years?
Someone needs to do it.
I'm still waiting.
Really? Excellent. Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate you joining me for this. Back in March of this year, we did a video tour of our Welcome Center. I hope you guys have watched that and found it entertaining, hopefully, and a little bit educational. But since we posted that, I've been getting questions, kind of sporadically, about the Welcome Center and questions about our gift bag that we give out. So I've been collecting those and keeping those together, and also keeping any that come in sort of through the YouTube comments and Facebook and Twitter, and I've been collecting those, and I thought, well, it's time to do a show. So thank you, Teresa, for joining us today.
I know thank you for having me, John.
You're welcome. Are you okay?
Fine. I'm good.
All right.
Got Westworld all of a sudden.
She ever Westworld? She's melting down. Before we get started, how did the Welcome Center do in the hurricane? Did you guys do all right down there?
We did good. We lost our signage. We had a big sign at the street for the whole area of shops, and that went down. We lost some trees behind the building, but the building itself and everything withstood. We're good. No flooding or anything.
We lost power for what, like 10 days or something?
Yeah,
like that?
We did lose power for 10 days, but we preempted that and had everything cleaned out and ready to go. And so, you know, we went in. It was minimal damage, so we're good.
And you guys worked ahead of time to get gift bags done? And
we did. So we had worked and got most everything out on time, and then we came back, and we caught right up to speed again. So
awesome. Good. Excellent. Good job.
Thank you.
Glad to know nothing bad happened.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's
me too.
Let's go around again.
Me too.
Well, there was a lot of rain out there this past week, and I was a little concerned about flooding because...
You called me the other night, and it's like we had this weird flash flood where, I mean, it was on the news. Cars were covered.
Right. Just down the road. In fact, they were announcing all the streets that were around the Welcome Center that were flooded and underwater. I didn't want to go to work the next day thinking, you know, I was going to have to...
Swim,
yeah. But everything was fine. So I guess we're just high enough where... Didn't lap at the time.
I also think the drains are over flooded from the hurricane. I think the ground is saturated.
They had like 10 inches of rain Sunday, so, you know.
It was a lot.
Helped.
All right, so let's get started.
Okay.
All right. Our first question, when is the Welcome Center open? That's from Craig and Rhino. They want to know because apparently when they went to visit, it was closed.
They did. We might have went out to eat or something while you were there. Well, our office, let me first say... Our office hours change depending on when the ships are in port. But right now, it's been a really steady. We're closed on Sunday.
And ships, we mean the Disney
cruise line. The Disney cruise line, yeah. We're closed on Sunday and we're closed on Tuesday. So we're always closed on Tuesday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're there 9 to 5. And Saturday, we're there 9 to 4.
Excellent. Now, are you there every day of those days?
I am, unless, you know, something comes up, a meeting or an appointment or something, I am there. I'm
so
usually...
if you stop by and Teresa's not there, write me.
Right.
John@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Do that.
You're there most days.
I am most days. Yeah, I am there. I usually get there about 8:30, and sometimes I leave about 4:30 if nothing's happening, but usually we're there till 5.
I think it's most important that you're there when the cruise ships are in port, so that if our clients get off a ship, they can come and visit Teresa and hang out.
Right.
Trying to include you. Not easy. All right. We'll move on to our second question. I am not a Dreams Unlimited travel client, but would like to visit the Welcome Center and hang out with Teresa. Is that possible?
Have you ever been harangued?
That's possible. Anybody can stop by.
Right. It's not exclusive.
It's not exclusive. If you're a Dizzer or a Dreams client or want to be a Dreams client, you definitely stop by and hang out. I might, if you stay too long, I might put you to work. But other than that, you know.
Right. You don't have to be a Dreams client. You can just be a Diz Unplugged fan and stop in and say hi to Teresa and the gang and see what's going on. We ask that you don't feed them because then they might follow you home.
Right.
Are you talking about the guests or the people?
No, I'm talking about Teresa and the crew. Don't feed the crew.
Either way, it goes both ways.
There's no food going to change hands.
No, we have beverages and sometimes we have snackage there, but usually we're hospitable. We'll offer you water.
Are you guys like so busy throughout the day that if someone came in, you couldn't talk to them and you couldn't interact with them?
No. I mean, there's three of us there at all times. So if someone comes in, we're going to stop and talk to them. Now, if they stay longer than, you know, our numbers dwindle.
Responsible amount of time.
At some point, the girls abandon me and I'm out front in there. Because we do have a job we have to do. But I have no problem hanging and talking and, you know.
The Welcome Center serves a dual purpose. It's not only to welcome our guests and clients and whoever wants to come down and say hi and hang out for a little bit, but it's also so that we can make our gift bags for the crew. So they do have another job that they have to do. So don't be offended if, you know, someone has to run and meet the mailman or get something out of the back. It's just part of their jobs.
Yep, that's right.
Excellent. All right, our next question. Who from the podcast can I expect to meet when I visit the Welcome Center? Well, Rhino is there.
They're in the back office.
So who for the podcast is there?
Me.
That's it.
Little old me.
Right.
And sometimes people have come in and I'll call a fellow podcast member and have them talk to him on the phone. No, it's usually just me. Everybody, like you said, everybody's out doing their jobs. And
this is also about an hour to an hour and 20 minutes from where we all live.
Right.
So it's not like we could just, you know, go out to lunch and drop by. That's a 2.5 hour commitment there and back.
Right. And I think people think that this is a Dreams Unlimited Travel office.
Yes,
and they think
do.
That they're going to stop in and they're going to see other people there. And that's just not what it is. It's a completely separate entity that has its own staff. So the rest of us are out
there. I mean, there is an outside chance that one of us would be there, but that's an anomaly, not the norm.
That is true. Absolutely. Are you excited about these questions? Well, these are questions people have. We want to answer questions. We don't want to be rude and skip them.
You're right.
All right. Moving on to our next question. Will my Dreams Unlimited travel agent be there when I come by?
If you are my client, yes, I will be there. But interestingly enough, John, a lot of clients, Dreams clients, do stop by and think that their agent is going to be there.
Right. Again, I think people think this is an office, and I think they think many of us are there. Maybe their agent is there. Maybe where they're running the business from there.
All the cubicles are in the back. Everybody's got. But I do usually upstairs. One of the questions I do ask is, if you booked with Dreams, and who your agent is, and then once they tell me. I, you know, give them a rundown on what that person's like and in a good way. No.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, seriously. It's all, you know, it's nice to have a connection with your agent. And a lot of times people want that in-person connection. And me being there is the connection they're going to get. And if I have a little background on their agent or, I know Susan or Beth or whoever – and I just saw them or whatever, we have a nice little conversation about their agent. And it's, usually suffices.
I think at this point you've met everybody.
All the agents?
Yeah, you might not have met one of the new ones who didn't make it to our family.
No, I met her because she brought her out there for a...
That's right. We did a run out for a meet and
greet
to see you.
I think I've just got one agent I haven't yet to meet. But other than that, I've met them all and I've formed an opinion about them all.
Good. So come and get your opinion from my goodness, there's a lot of things going on here. So again, our agents are not there. The staff is not there. It's Teresa and the basket making team, the gift bag team. So
Jen please, and Stanya.
Please, Stanya.
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 Can't Stanya.
So please don't be. There you go. Please don't be upset if you think you're going to meet somebody and they're not there.
Also, if you're getting ready to go on a cruise or you're just getting off a cruise and you need to get in touch with your agent and you stop by, I can definitely help you with that. emailing them or giving me a quick call.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's always an option.
Good way to help out if something's not quite right mm-hmm. and you need to get something fixed. Teresa can help you with that for sure. All right. Moving on to our next question. Boy, these are going fast.
They are.
I was hoping you had more insight and background, but I was wrong.
Wow. Okay. Let me elaborate on this next one. Go ahead, yes, John. Please do.
What is there for me and my kids to do at the Welcome Center? Magic tricks? Sleight of hand?
Well, we've got a little, if your child is little, we've got a little kiddie section that keeps them entertained. I break out the crayons, like my magic tricks, whatever. Usually it's just a meet and greet and we talk.
Right. This isn't Chuck E. Cheese. There isn't going to be video games or anything like that there. It's just, you know, come in and say hi. And, you know, like we said, Teresa's got some snacks sometimes or a beverage for you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the most part, your kids are going to want you to leave.
And a lot of times we're talking about what's in the area. You know, we talk about they're looking for some place to eat or some place to stay or just something. They've got an afternoon to fill up before they get on their flight. And we'll give them little tidbits of what to do in the area.
And there's stuff to do there. There's a miniature golf course.
There's a manatee park. There's Twisty Treat.
What is there? What was we saying for Twisty Treat?
A manatee state park. Yeah, there's a park. Certain times of year you can go see the manatee. That's not very far away at all.
There's a weird thing right across the street. What is that thing? It's like a sports complex or something?
Oh, it's like one of those, I don't want to call, it's like where you get on it and climb. You're roped up to it and you're...
A rock wall?
Pole to pole. Yeah, more a little more advanced than a rock wall. It's like you're climbing on ropes and...
Oh, like an adventure course.
Yeah, adventure course, I guess.
Did you do it?
No. I was going to have the girls do it as a test, like a team building experience, but none of us really wanted to do it. But we stand at the door and do watch people doing
it. As a team, you stand by and judge others?
Yes. Yeah. We saw a woman hanging off of it yesterday, and they had to drop her to the ground because she couldn't get her feet back on the rope thing. It was fun. It was a little windy, though, but it was fun.
Yeah, I don't suggest doing that at all.
But you're also not far from Cocoa, so there's Ron John's, which is the destination
Cocoa
for a
Beach,
bunch of people.
Definitely. Yeah. Ron John's, a lot of good places to eat down there. The Space Coast, I mean, there's unbelievable amounts of things to do there. We've got a new escape room out there where you go in and, like we did, Craig, where you go in and try to get out of a room in under an hour.
I call that the podcast.
No, those are very popular now. They're popping up everywhere, and we've got a new one not far from the office.
One of the things that's cool about that area too is it has one of the few beaches that you can actually drive on. So if you decide to go down and drive on the beach, is that true? Or am I not?
No,
I'm not. That's Daytona.
That's Daytona. Yeah, or New Smyrna.
You drive on our beach, you're gonna get
hit people.
How many people have you killed, John?
I don't know how to drive on that beach.
We get yelled at once in a while. No,
you go up over the thing, over the little.
That's Daytona or New Smyrna.
All right.
But I will tell you,
beach is a beach.
Our office is only a couple of blocks from the beach.
Still can't drive on it.
You can't, but you can drive down there and there's parking and it's a nice...
Drive to it.
Drive to it or walk to it.
But not on it.
Not on it, correct. And it's a nice little secluded beach. It's not as touristy when you get on down to Cocoa Beach. And a lot of people want to spend a couple hours at the beach. I just tell them, just park here and walk on down and, you know. Or I close up shop and go with them.
Really?
That's why she's so tan.
Carry your stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our next question. Can I book my future cruise when I visit the Welcome Center?
Well, you should really be booking your future cruise on your cruise that you're going on. I can definitely help you look at itineraries and help you make some decisions or give you some information about future cruises. And even if you're not currently going on a cruise and just in the area visiting, I could definitely help you, hook you up with a quote. And, you know, we'll get you fixed up. So definitely. But if you're going on a cruise, rebook it on the ship.
Yeah. The question implies that they're going to be on a cruise and they want to book the next cruise.
Get
and that's
done.
Where you're going to get the best deal mm-hmm. is by rebooking on that cruise.
Say, as a Dreams agent, be sure to tell them on the cruise ship that you want to rebook with Dreams. It's not a given.
Right.
You have to tell them.
In our gift bags, we include a little slip of paper that explains the whole rebooking process. However, it's not automatic for some reason. that they rebook with the same agency, make sure you tell them that you want to rebook with your dreams
Definitely
agent.
Definitely tell them several times.
Several times. Over and over and over again.
And then get it in writing.
Tell every cast member you come in contact with.
Right.
And the Teresa has the tools there and has the things that where she could quote you and she could book things for you and get you quotes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's not really the purpose of the Welcome Center. The purpose of the Welcome Center is not a sit-down place where you would go in and talk to a travel agent and work out your
reservations. We have had that happen. Occasional person has walked in and booked.
Right.
We've had the occasional person walk in and be trying to get out of America within the next hour, dragging their luggage behind them. That was an interesting day. But like I said, normally I'll be happy to give you a quote or hook you up with an agent if you're wanting to book something that I can't personally book or I don't have the knowledge to do. And we'll get you hooked up one way or the other.
Do they want to just go anywhere outside of the country?
Their question was, can I get on a cruise ship today and do I have to get back on it once I get to another country?
Wow.
What do you think? Before I could, I'm thinking, let me confirm that answer for you. And they were running across the parking lot with their luggage before I could get the answer to them. So I think they were in a hurry.
Wow. What do you think was going on?
I don't know. They only had
limited vacation days.
They were pulling that rolling luggage through the parking lot, running towards the port. So, Lord only knows.
Strange.
Yeah, never a dull moment.
All right, moving on to our next question. I understand that if when I visit the Welcome Center, I will receive a gift because I booked with you. What is that gift, Teresa?
Ooh, that could
Ginzu
change.
Ginzu knives.
Ginzu knives, right? That changes daily. It could be anything. It's travel related. Usually, it could be. Do you want me to actually name some things that we've had in the past?
You can name some things in the past. Yeah, we want to make sure that people know specifically that we don't get the same things over and over again. We try to mix it up and have different stuff. So if you stop in and say, you know, Teresa mentioned this, or I talked to a past guest who got this, how come I'm not getting the same thing? It's what we do.
It just changes up. Things we've given away in the past, tote bags, things that help you with your like computer covers, and the kids sometimes get mouse ears or autograph books. It could just be absolutely anything. I mean, it's always good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's usually like I said, it changes. It changes weekly. So, but you'll get something.
Change. Sometimes she gives you some change.
Yeah, half my lunch.
It's like when you're
bad advice.
It's like when you're at the end of the trick or treaters and you run out of candy.
Right.
You start giving them anything.
And you start giving them garlic salt.
Wow.
That's oddly specific. All right. We'll move on to our next question.
Okay.
We're going to be done here in 5 minutes. This is great. I did not book my cruise through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Can I still get one of the gift bags if I stop by the Welcome Center? Do you sell them? If so, how much are they? Do not get any ideas. You cannot sell the gift bags.
No, that's a perk for booking with Dreams. And for me to just hand it to you because you walked in, that wouldn't be fair to our clients.
That's right.
So the answer is no.
Right.
Not for any amount of money.
No. I'll show it to you. This is what you could have gotten if you booked with Dreams. But no, it's a perk for our clients, and that's what it needs to be.
Exactly. Not even $1 million?
I tell you what, for $1 million, call me. I'll sell you mine.
Right. Meet me at the back door behind the alley. No, no. It's a perk for our clients, right. And that needs to be what it is.
And what we do is we purchase items for the gift bag in certain quantities that we know we're going to need in the future. So if you have something that's, you know, taken from our inventory, then it means we can't make the gift bags for somebody else. So these are all, you know, coordinated for how many people are on a specific cruise and how many people get them. So it's not just sort of willy-nilly hanging around gift bags.
No, nothing's willy-nilly at the Welcome Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet there is.
I bet there is. Aren't those the two who work for you, Willy and Nilly? All right. In the show where you gave a tour of the Welcome Center, I saw that you put a small flashlight in the gift bag. I really need that for my work. I'm a nurse. Can I buy one of those? I won't be able to cruise for a very long time, so I won't get a gift bag. You're not sure how to answer that one, are you?
Well, let me see if I got one in my bag here.
Yeah, bag of tricks.
I don't know how to answer that.
All right. We can't send you one. We can't give you one. Again, I just explained that we have these items are purchased for a reason, and they're accounted for, and we know how many people and how many staterooms are on a cruise, and we're going to put these things in a gift bag. So if we start giving these things out to other people, first of all, it takes away from the surprise or the excitement of people who have to book through us to get it, but it also could mess up our inventory.
I would also tell you that flashlights are readily available.
It's flattering that they want a Dreams Unlimited flashlight.
I agree. I
appreciate that. But like you said, you know, CVS will get you hooked up too.
Exactly. Take one out and let's show us what it looks like.
So you can, a bag full you can of tease all of the this person. Fun things.
See what you can't
not be
have?
A flashlight in here. Oh, here's the flashlight. Wait, it's attached to something else. Okay, this is our little flashlight. It's a keychain. And I will say from experience, they work really cool and they last a long time.
They're good little flashlights.
Yeah.
And what I want to say, too, is remember that when we show you stuff, that this stuff can and will change.
Oh, definitely.
We don't always have the same stuff going in. And even our flashlights have changed over.
Yeah,
the things that are in the bags are things that we have learned are helpful on a cruise over time.
We call the things you didn't know you needed
a little bag. Flashlight.
The rooms are dark. If you get up in the middle of the night, you might need a little flashlight to look around, find your way through the stateroom. Mm-hmm. That's the reason for the flashlight. So again, don't expect there to be this flashlight or this design. And if you don't get it, please don't be upset because it's not exactly 100% guaranteed. That's what we will have. All right. I actually only have one more question. And so this is the shortest dream show we've ever done. Thanks, Teresa.
Did you not want me to show what's in the bag?
Well, I think we'll do the bag afterwards.
Okay.
That's what
I'll like
give
a finale?
You, I'll give her the stretch.
The grand finale. What's the question, John Magi?
The question is, I remember getting the Dreams gift delivered and waiting in our stateroom on the ship. Disney, DCL won't let you do that anymore?
No, they won't. About 2 years ago this December, for whatever reason, Disney Cruise Line deemed that we could not make, and it wasn't just us, could not make the deliveries to the ship. We used to, on cruise day, load up the van. I'd drive down there, unload at the dock, and wave goodbye. Was it awesome? Be right up next to the ship. They stopped doing that. That's when we decided we would start mailing them. So you don't get that wow of I'm on the cruise and there's my basket, but you do get it a couple of weeks. We do mail these out about a month, historically a month to 3 weeks before you sail. So you get that little look what's coming excitement.
Right.
Delivered to your house.
Show the finished gift bag.
Okay.
That you have there, because I thought it was one of the things I was upset about when we couldn't put them in the stateroom anymore. Is it was kind of cool to walk into your stateroom and get.
This is our finished gift bag. It varies. It depends on the number of people in the stateroom. This is one particularly for two adults and two children. Everything is the same with the exception of the number of cups. You get one cup for each person. So when they were in the staterooms, it was tall and it was had a good presentation. Well, when we started mailing them, we realized it was very expensive to mail a giant, tall. I think we did one sailing. We mailed it out that way. And we decided we need to compact it down a little bit.
They also didn't arrive nice. They kind of got deflated and got crumpled, and they just didn't look good.
So we've got to compact it down now into a nice little package, and it travels well, and it usually gets there in good shape.
And the cups are really useful because on board there's a soda station, which has very small cups. These are good.
These are good sized cups. Yeah. Good for ice cream or. Back to ice cream, sorry. Take it down to Twisty Tree.
They're good for hot or cold.
Hot or cold, yeah. And the kids' cups. So it's got a lot of good things in there. And I think, I don't know if you mentioned or not, these are only going to United States and Canadian citizens where we're mailing them. We can make arrangements if you're staying at on Disney property pre-cruise. We can get it delivered over there. I can either hand deliver it or we mail it if we know in time. So we can get it to you. Or you can stop by and pick it up. If you got a vehicle, we can have it ready for you to pick up.
Excellent. Yeah, we definitely want to try to get these to you if we can. We just can't mail them overseas. We've tried, and I don't know what happens, but they kind of get
forever lost. They wind up in package hell.
They do. They just there's like some sort of vortex or something where they get sucked and nobody knows where they wind up. And, you know, we can't haven't been able to find them anywhere. So we found out that we a certain size and a certain weight helps us to get these to Canada pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So that was something we worked on doing to make sure our Canadian clients got it. But unfortunately, only U.S. and Canada. Mm-hmm. But again, Teresa will, you know, she'll work really hard to do it. You know, she'll meet you on the street corner.
I will.
And hand it out to you as you drive
We've
by.
We've talked about that in the past. I will take you to any. All right. No, we'll, like I said, if you've booked last minute or you just found out about it last minute, tell your agent, your dreams agent, that you'd like it delivered to your resort. And we will get it to you.
Right. The best way to handle it is communicate with your Dreams Unlimited travel agent. Let them know what's going on. And they will definitely work with Teresa and make sure her team mm-hmm. gets the information so that they can handle it as properly as possible.
Yep.
Anything you want people to know about the Welcome Center before we sort of show them the...
Well, how about where it is exactly?
Awesome.
Our address is 6550 North Atlantic Avenue, Suite B. And we are just a few miles past the port where the cruise ships come in. Just keep on going like you're going to Cocoa Beach, pull into Cape Canaveral, and we are just a couple of miles down on the left.
We used to have a nice big sign out front. Unfortunately, yeah. That's not there.
It's laying in the ditch at the moment.
Hopefully it'll be replaced. The landlord will get that fixed up and replaced. But there's a big, they call it like a wrap on the windows, a big mm-hmm.
decal. It's Dreams Unlimited. It says the sign over top says disboards.com. The window says Dreams Unlimited. And, you know, like I said, there's usually someone there always starting at 9 o'clock, usually a little before that. We usually pull in. A lot of times if people get off cruise ships and they want to see us after they get off the ship, sometimes they're waiting when we get there in the morning because they get there before we do. But yeah, pre or post cruise, we're there for you.
Excellent. Anything else about the Welcome Center you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the ladies who work there?
Oh, I could, I guess. So my team consists of myself and two ladies, Jen and Stanya. They've both been with us for, Stanya's been with us almost 5 years.
Wow.
Jen, a couple of years. And they're awesome. They're very knowledgeable. They're very, if you need to know something about the area, they both live in the area. I don't live out there. So they know things that I don't know about, you know, getting around and all. So they're fun to talk to. And we usually do a good job entertaining when people stop by.
Excellent. All right, let's show folks what's going on inside the gift bags. Let's give them a little bit of a sneak peek behind the curtain. Again, we want you to know that this is not necessarily what you would get.
This is currently what we're doing. So I've showed you the flashlight.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think it's cool to show them the tote bag.
Oh, the tote bag.
It comes in this bag that's reusable. So if you were going
Pretty.
To
Can
say-
Can you see it? Am I going the right way?
No, there you're going go. The wrong way. Very nice.
It's nice. So it's like a recyclable tote bag you take to the grocery store.
So if you were actually going, we thought about including it because if you were going to, say, Castaway Key for the day mm-hmm. and you want to put, you know, your towel in there or right. sunscreen or something like that, easy to carry, mm-hmm. you know, with you, lightweight, and maybe not something you would worry about if it wasn't treated well. You know, if it got ruined or wet or something like that, it's not a good, quote unquote, good bag. So I want to make sure. That was the idea behind it, was that somebody ruined their good bag
gotcha.
Or something.
All right. So this is the adult cup. Pretty blue. Got a little sparkle to it. Lid. Coffee cup. Hot, cold. A little bit of insulation. Those are nice. Every adult gets one of those. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
No, that's pretty much a standard.
That's pretty much a standard.
And again, Kevin mentioned the reason for that is because of the refillable drink stations. Mm-hmm. So that you can go, because you usually get that little tiny cup. And Kevin has about four of them before he even leaves the drink station.
Really? All right. So, and then the children get the little sport bottle, which is good. Good. Squirting each other with like a little squirt bottle. And then... next thing is little wet wipes. So this is kind of cool. I always carry these with me, not particularly the ones from the Welcome Center, but
That's why the inventory is off.
That's why the inventory is exactly. off, because we're toting wet wipes. No, I mean, it's just...
They're great for port. They're great for the beach.
What mother or person doesn't have wet wipes, right? You got to have wet wipes. Then for your stateroom door, we've got a dry erase board.
See, now, you should have put, like, help me on it, or... Oh. John hits me or something like that.
Your stateroom doors are metal. And what's really neat about this is when families are in and out of the stateroom, mm-hmm. it's great to leave a note for somebody. I'm at such and such.
Right. My daughters always do that, Grace. Would be, I'm in so-and-so's room. Don't come knocking, you know, whatever she wants to say. All right. So the next thing is a deck of cards. In a cool little plastic container. I like that we're getting them now in these little plastic containers.
The first time they were kind of
They're just like shrink-wrapped or something. Yeah. So this is cool if you're traveling alone or you just want to play cards or, you know.
I know it's corny.
It is
corny.
But
we do it on our trips a lot.
You play cards?
Yeah, we hang out. We play cards. I know you don't believe it.
That's cool. Okay. I think it's a cool thing. All right. So next we have a watch. And no, it's not an Apple Watch. It's a watch for...
Yes, everyone gets an Apple
Watch. Everyone gets an Apple Watch. It's a nice watch for when you're on the beach.
Yep, exactly.
And you just need to... You don't want to take out your, you know, take your Rolex. You got this. It tells time. Tells you when you need to be back on the ship. It's kind of cool. I like the watch.
And again, a lot of these items we picked just because we thought if you were looking for something that... Again, that you quote unquote didn't care about. Mm-hmm. Like if something got ruined and got sand in it or fell in the water, you wouldn't feel so bad and say, well, you know, this was nice, but it's not my good thing.
No one wants to take their good watch to the beach.
Exactly.
All right. Next, we have a highlighter. Five different colors on this really cool little highlighter.
Oh, you're holding it the wrong way.
It goes this way, right?
Yeah, there you go.
This is cool because on Disney Cruise Line, they have a navigator, which is your little daily newspaper with all the activities. Everybody can pick a color and say, Teresa, I'm going to pick the pink one. And this is where you're going to, this is what I want to do this day and that day. And it really, you know, makes it easy to figure out because, you know, that's not something you would take on the trip with you.
That's right.
Right. So it's kind of cool.
Five different color markers.
Five different color. All right. The next thing we're doing is the glow bracelets. Now, we used to do the tall glow necklaces. Now we're doing the bracelets to fit in the compact, which I like because you get more of them. There's eight pieces in here. Everybody gets one of these. This is for pirate night or just whatever night that, you know.
You want to glow.
You want to glow. And it's good for the kids. They have a lot of fun with that. And then one of the more popular items.
And if you're adults cruising and you get this in your basket, take them with you because you will become the popular adult if you start getting
right.
glow bracelets.
The kids on the cruise for sure.
Is that what you do?
We do, actually. We bring stuff for the kids.
Cool.
I know you don't think that. I don't know what her opinion of us is, but apparently.
She thinks we sit around and play cards, apparently.
Well, even worse. I don't know what she thinks.
This, I think, is the most useful thing in the basket.
Before the cruise, after the cruise, and during the cruise. We've got clips. They're magnetic. It's a strong clip.
They're sturdy, too.
They're very sturdy. And you can use these on the deck to hold towels on the... You can use... They're magnetic. You can put it on the door if you want to and put notes on it.
If you don't want to lose your navigator, it's great to store them on the back of the door.
Right. I mean, they're unfathomable amounts of things you can do with this.
We have friends who bring them with them everywhere they go because sometimes in hotel rooms or even on the cruise ship, your curtains don't stay closed.
Yeah.
You can clip your curtains closed. They're great for hanging up a white bathing suit.
It's a chip clip.
It is a chip clip.
It's an awesome chip clip at the end of the day.
For chip clips.
So everyone gets three in their gift basket. And also, I don't know if we mentioned or not, every stateroom gets a gift basket. So sometimes if a family's traveling together in two different rooms, the number of staterooms is the number of gift baskets you're going to get. So it's not just one reservation. It's every stateroom.
Very cool.
So what else?
I put all that back so that I know we have enough for another gift bag. Stuff
what else? You got any more questions?
I went through all of my questions. You answered them very quickly and very efficiently.
I thought you missed one.
Did I miss one, guys?
I don't think, wake up, boys.
A long time ago.
Wake up, boys.
I already got.
I know this is.
No, you got them all.
Yeah, I think I got them all for sure.
And okay. Well, you did it well, too.
Thank you. Was I pretty?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks.
And tall.
Excellent. I love
and
that.
And tan
part.
And thin.
Okay, so I'm just going to end it up. Anything you think you want people to know? Anything you, like if someone comes in and you say, boy, this is a question I get often.
I just want to say, when you come in, if you stop by, and I hope you do, I'll stop by. There's no question that's too trivial or too stupid, for lack of a better word. Some people come in and they have questions, and it might be their first time cruising. Well, that's what we're there for. We're there to answer your questions.
Right, exactly.
And if we don't know the answer, then we find out immediately. I'll call Cruise Line. I'll call
the
travel
agent.
This is
why we set this up.
Right.
To sort of help our guests and travelers with, there's Wi-Fi. If you need Wi-Fi.
There is Wi-Fi.
We have free Wi-Fi there for you to use, for sure.
So it's
plugs if you want to charge your stuff before you get on the cruise.
There's a nice clean restroom.
And we've got other little things, too, that we sell. Just little things that we sell greeting cards. If you forget to bring a greeting card or you need something. Neck rolls for travel. We do have a limited amount of Diz t-shirts that we sell. What's left of my stock. And we've got all kinds of fun things.
Right. We try to have a few things for people to purchase if they're into that. Do you have people who come in and want to know about the podcast team?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to, people like
say, I give them the dirt, every bit of dirt I can.
Is Craig as big a jerk as he comes across? That's usually the question.
I tell you, a lot of the questions I get are they think that you and I don't get along. And I say, you're right.
You're right.
And then there's a lot of rhino questions.
Is that?
They want personal rhino information. Just way too much. They want to know way too much about you. No, seriously, they do ask about the team and, you know, where are they today? Why aren't they in the office? Well, man, you just missed them. They were just here.
Whenever we meet anybody, they always ask me about Pete. What's Pete doing? Where's Pete going? What's Pete doing? I don't know.
Our trackers are deactivated.
I don't know where they are. But mostly, if it's a question about me or they want to know something, they think that either we don't get along or that Craig and I don't get along, because I don't know what the reason is there.
Nothing is further from the truth.
Exactly.
Right?
Just nothing is further from the truth.
Or they want dirt on somebody, you know, and people, I find it interesting, people come in from Diz boards that don't listen to the podcast. They're just on Diz boards. And of course, I tell them about Dreams Unlimited, and I tell them about the podcast, all the podcasts. And, you know, they're interested to know or they're not. You know, either way, they were driving by and they saw Diz boards. Oh my gosh, I thought that was just online, and they stopped. So that's kind of cool.
I think that people think that we all live in the same big house.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think that all of our agents are. We even get phone calls. I mean, obviously, we have a phone. People call, they want to speak to their agent.
Right.
They think I can just, one moment, please. And
our agents are all over the country.
Yeah.
And this is not, I see Teresa, I see these guys on podcast day. Unless there's some sort of event, we don't all see each other. Right. It's not like an office. We don't have potluck suppers.
But if you do call and you have a question about your reservation, I can definitely help you. I'll look up your reservation. I'll find out who your agent is if you haven't already told me. If it's a quick question I can answer, I will. If not, I'll get you hooked up with your agent. So it's not like it's a dead end, you know.
Right, exactly. You're not just figuring
out. So don't be disappointed if
they're just not in that building.
Christy's not there or Susan's not there, whoever. They're just not there. You know, they're there in spirit.
Yes, I'm sure they're there in spirit. There you go. All right, Teresa, thank you very much. For helping us out and answering
questions.
Thank
you for having me, John.
We do like post-production, put a little sparkle in your tube. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. I know we're all very busy and we have a lot on our plate. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to help me out with the show. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. Again, cannot thank you enough for that. We hope you have a great week and we hope you have a great vacation.